You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media, the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Don Day at Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, I finally got around last night to having my lane and driveway and, sidewalks all cleaned up. And by golly, there looks like there's about 14 inches of snow on the ground. I didn't realize it had quite accumulated to that level, and that's pretty compacted. We are going to have to worry about it all melting at the same time and floodwaters and those sorts of things in the next couple of days?
Well, we are certainly looking at that being a concern. And as you mentioned, the covering of snow is very impressive all throughout many areas of the nation. A lot of water in that snow, and with a storm system coming in Thursday and Thursday night, we're going to be in the warm sector. Many areas of the Midwest will be. Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. So there's going to be some significant amount of rain coming down on top of that snow. However, right behind the rain is going to be another shot of Arctic air. So we're going to see temperatures drop significantly, plunging as we get into Friday night and Saturday. So the melting that we're going to have significant melting with the rain, but the cold coming in is going to slow it down enough that I think, knock on wood, we'll escape significant flooding concerns. However, we just might be delaying other concerns coming later this spring.
And when you say Arctic air, this cold rush doesn't appear, at least for where we are, that it's going to be nearly as cold. There's no the single digits or below zero for us at this point.
It doesn't look like it, no, but certainly going well below freezing and then staying colder is going to be a good bet for a while. There is still a lot of very cold air still up in the northern high latitudes, and while we certainly don't see, as we head into the end of February and early March, the type of severe cold that we had earlier in the winter, the trend of being colder than normal is still going to be there as we get to the end of this month and as we start March.
And north of us, they will. At St. Paul, Minnesota, I think, looks like they're going to drop below zero maybe on Sunday evening. So it'll be really cold. Tell me about South American weather where it's a little warmer.
Yeah, definitely warmer. Of course, recently in the news has been talk about some of the drought conditions in Brazil where they have been drier. The trend in Brazil is still, in some pockets, still going to be warmer and drier than normal. Now, areas in southern Brazil, I think there's going to be some better precipitation chances in some of the southern growing areas. Same for Argentina as well. Looks like Argentina probably will fare the best in terms of the chances of rain here over the next week or two.
Any other things that we need to check in on before I let you go?
Well, we're getting into that time of year. Be ready for everything as we get into the end of this month and into early March. March looks like it could be a wild month coast to coast.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. A couple of reminders. Tonight you can catch up with us for one of our Will Ag Outlook panels in Sherman. That's near Springfield at the Farm Credit Illinois building. That starts at 5:30. You have a meal there, and we'll have a big panel. And then tomorrow evening, Dave and I will both be out. I'll be in St. Clair County at the Farm Bureau building at 6:30. Dave at 5:30, and then 6:30 for the meeting. We'll be with Farm Credit Services in Bradley, Illinois. You can find all the details at willag.org. And on Thursday, Dave will be in Casey at Richards Farm Restaurant, that at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.